How much is it going to cost me here?
It's going to cost you nothing. It's going to cost you 15 minutes. It's going to cost you maybe eating one of my nasty-ass free Thai that you're insulting me about. But no, okay, the trick is, the thing is, I'm a historian. I'm a graduate student in New York, and I'm here in Haiti trying to collect testimony about, about the earthquake and about how people have been living in Port-au-Prince since the earthquake. And I like details. I like people's stories. I'm trying to figure out how, like, individual Haitians were impacted by the earthquake in their own lives. And also, you know, what different people think about stuff. Because you read stuff in the media and it's all the same shit, you know? It's all like, Haitians, they're so poor. The earthquake, it sucked so much. And they talk about how there's no government, but I haven't seen enough people trying to go and ask people, like, how do you feel about shit? Like, what happened to you? And so that's what I'm trying to do. And ultimately, my goal, I'm going to probably write some stuff for my graduate program. But my ultimate goal is to donate the voices and the stories that I collect to the Schomburg Library of Black Culture in New York or the Columbia Library of Oral History, so that when people want, and also something in Haiti, but I don't really know the library system here, so that people, when researchers in the future are like, what happened in Port-au-Prince in 2010, they can have like a bunch more voices than the ones that are just found in the journals or the ones that are just found on the internet. I'm trying to get the people who wouldn't necessarily put their voices out there to have just an opportunity to talk about how they, what they think about stuff. And then that way we can have a better sense of what kind of thoughts and feelings are circulating in Port-au-Prince at this time. So that's my project. Donc, excuse me, I speak a lot of French all the time.
That's good.
So if you want to talk to me for a while and we can just talk, I'm trying to figure out like what other people think is really important. You know, like what some people are like, oh my God, God's really important, or the fact that I have no work is really important, or I lost my kids, and that's, you know, like everyone has the different thing that struck them the most, and what they think they need next. So if you agree to do an interview with me,
yeah, right.
So wait, where did you learn English?
Yeah, I could.
Okay, so cool.
Right,
cool.
No problem.
Yeah, okay.
I grew up with Americans.
Say what?
I grew up with Americans. I originally
played. Yeah. Were you living in Miami or?
Yeah, I was living in the States.
Yeah.
Boston.
DP.
Not really.
Oh, really? You chose to come back?
No, I don't choose to come back. But they sent me here to make my green card.
Oh, okay.
And they never called me. I've been working for Mommy Earl. I've been working for 6 minutes from Australia,
yeah,
as interpreter. I knew a lot of, you know.
We have
it's unbelievable.
Wait, you've been working where? Wait, hold this.
Mommy Earl, Eddie Booker, as interpreter.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
Kevin's, before you eat. Wait, you have nasty money in your hand. Okay, put the money, l'argent ici. Hey, Kevin's, dans mes mains. Okay.
We'll touch your belly.
You
want it? Nothing.
I'm good.
I'm good.
You don't want to eat my nasty ass
pizza? I don't eat pizza down the street.
You don't eat pizza down the street?
They put too much grease on it.
It's super greasy. It's true. I kind of like
it. Spice and everything. No, I know you would want it. Because it came from the cool country.
It's true that I'm probably going to get really fat if I stay in Haiti much longer, because I do eat a lot of free time.
Oh, really? It's a good test.
So, you lived in Miami. When did you come
no,
back?
No. I was living in Boston. But that's a long time ago. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, how?
I want to talk about Haiti for the present time right now.
Okay. So, what's up? What is going on in Haiti right now, man?
Well, the thing is, before the F-crank, and we had a country, even we poor, but it was moving. We had kind of different problems, like politics problem and different, you know, situations. But when you're facing a thing that, and you never knew, like the Haitian people never knew under life, that's become tough for them. But it's hard to learn, it's a new experience. You know what I mean?
So life is way harder now after the earthquake.
Yeah, it's tough.
What's changed? Like, why is it harder?
Because they're discouraging completely.
That's true.
Because the middle classes fell down.
Yeah.
You know? Because the downtown was the middle class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? they were the one who create like shops, electronic stuff, and a restaurant, and the clubs, and all that. They fell down, and like you know, professional schools, they all fell down. So the middle class, they are the worst and pretty much affected.
Yeah.
So.
Like in the sense that they lost what they had, they lost their businesses, they lost their training.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hard for them to restart because some of them, they lost all the family and the business.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever like you had a business somewhere, whenever you go in that land and you remember where you lost your family, it's a way that you want to give that land away quick because you don't want to see that land no more because that make you have a bad dreams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the reason why that it's a new experience. It's a crazy experience. It's a really crazy experience.
Yeah.
But some people, they said that it's God who hurt them. They
said
God, because they do a lot of voodoo. I mean, some people, they say that is a natural catastrophe, whatever. But we got a difference, like complaints. But some pastors, some Haitian pastors, they even explain that it's God who slept the people.
Yeah.
But according to me, I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
We have problem in Indonesia. We have problem everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So even Haiti never knew earthquake. But we are in a small island. So at any time, the things like that could happen. You know what I mean? But so far, it's a new experience. And people see it another way. And the reason why we lost so many people around the earthquake, because it was a first experience.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, like a lot of people, they were on the street and they went away. Where they went away? They went away inside the houses who fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did not know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like something you need to learn about. And now it's a way that Asian people need to learn about what earthquake is. That's something for all your life and you never knew. And they knew that, I mean like 50, 60 years ago, they knew that in Carpathian.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time experience, like 60, 70 years, more than like, that's over like 100 years since they knew that.
Yeah.
But that's for a really long time.
Yeah.
It's a second experience of Crick around here.
But the Cap Haitian one wasn't nearly so devastating, was it? Like not nearly
almost
so many
completely.
Deaths. Yeah.
Almost a lot of death too.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. But this happened after 100 years. 100 years later, and another thing like that happening. But believe me, people are pretty much encouraging now.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. Because they scare and they don't know what's going on the ground now. You don't know what's going on the earth. You don't know what's going on the dirt. Because you don't know when the things like that could happen.
Yeah.
And it could happen at any time again.
Yeah.
So right now, the real thing that you have to write about, if you are a journalist, I don't know, how Haiti could build new houses without no concrete.
Yes. Yeah. High five, dude. Yes. I am totally with you on that. That's the thing that pisses me off the most, is that I'm seeing people just like rebuild exactly the houses that they were living in before with the exact same technology. And that is only going to lead, if there is another earthquake, that will only create more death traps. But you know that there is information out there. There are some NGOs, this is kind of a sidetrack. There are some NGOs, just a few out there, that are trying to spread that information about like the different ways that you can build houses that have nothing to do with concrete and that like are less likely to collapse if you are in an earthquake. But the thing is like that it's hard to get that information out. And I'm also kind of scared that people, especially in Port-au-Prince, aren't going to want to live in like traditional style houses because that's not urban. That's not what people who live in the city do. Do you think that's true?
Say again?
Do you think that's true that people aren't going to want to live in traditional houses because that's not like what city people do? That's not what urban people do? It's like the paysage.
Yeah, do you want to do the same way again?
Well, that's what I would think.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, this country has been knowing this construction for over like 100 years ago. So now to rebuild it, especially the NGOs, as you said, the best thing that they could do with the money that they split, whatever, they give to the Haiti, whatever, they do it. Mm-hmm. The best thing they got to do is to bring scholarship to Haitians. Like, give them away, like, new engineers. Mm-hmm. Bring the new engineers, like, give them scholarship and teach them, you know, how to rebuild and new houses without the strong concrete. Mm-hmm. And now that's the best way they could do it. And that could be a part of the add, like the help that they give Haiti. You know what I mean? Not only come here, bring like, you know, bring the tents and, you know, all that, like give some water, give some food. It's not only that that we need right now.
Yeah.
We need also like how to give a scholarship to Haitian people, like to the students study at college, and tell them, okay, we send you like this country. They will teach you how to build your country in another way.
Yeah.
And now if you got like 10 engineers, 10 Haitian engineers who went to this country and learn about it and come back and they create like professional school, mm-hmm. they teach and the next and next and next. We got like 100 new engineers and they will have a new idea about the construction.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we got to do right now. Because build with the concrete, this is the concrete of killing people. It's not really the like the voodoo, the devil, or whatever, the God. It's not about that. It, because most of the people who died around the earthquake, they died on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
The concrete felt on them. It's not, the voodoo don't hurt nobody. You know what I mean? It was not the voodoo situation.
Yeah.
It was not the truck scratch. It was most of the situations, the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Concrete felt, and it fell on people. It fell on people sleeping in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like three floors becomes in one floor. And now what happened? Like when you got like two, three floors, you build with the concrete, and the basement is no good.
Yeah.
I mean, the underground is no good. And what happened right now, whenever it is shaking, and the stick, the plane, like, they're not strong no more, and they felt. Now the house... get down, and it's the people that sleep in the house and they don't know anything, but they kill them.
Yeah.
So the earthquake killed them, but most of the situation is the concrete or destroy the people.
Yeah.
And the real enemy that Haitians provide right now, the big enemy for the earthquake in Haiti, is the concrete.
Yeah.
It's a really tough situation.
Do you yourself live in a concrete house?
Yeah, I sleep on concrete, but not strongly, but it's a mix, wood and concrete. Yeah.
Did anything happen to your house during the earthquake?
I was sleeping, I had a house at Kafu. It cracks a little bit, but I went away from there because I don't stay there because it's not safe.
Yeah.
And right now, the real bad dreams that Haitians get, they cannot sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because whenever they sleep in a concrete house, it's just like, you know... They always got bad imagine like something's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they know that anytime the earthquake comes up and when their house felt, they're gonna die.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a joke. Whenever the earthquake comes up and you sleep in a concrete house, believe me, you don't see no life.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to run. Even you're running, only one way that if you run from the few seconds to get on the street, but if you don't run from your house to get on the street, you die. Even in your yard. Even the people provided yard, the wall in the yard fell down on them too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people, they got killed by the concrete because the yard has built by the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall fell and it killed a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, hold on one second. I just got to say goodbye, my friend.
Have a nice day. I could tell you, like, in Haiti, especially at Port-au-Prince, you know the worst place was been affected by the earthquake, the worst place.
Where?
Is the, like, the middle class,
mm-hmm.
like engineers, not really poor. I mean, some poor people have been affected because they were living in a bad neighborhood. But most of the places which are affected by the earthquake is Canapé Vert, Delmas, Lalue, Boudon. And we got like down to Pétionville,
right.
You know what I mean? And those places, the people who live in there, they're not really poor like those people who are begging on the street. You know, they don't live comfortable, but they get little supplies to create some stuff, you know what I mean? And those people, they sleep there, they go there at night. I mean, daytime, they work downtown. But you got like all the Port-au-Prince affected. But the worst place, stop it.
So for you, where were you during the earthquake?
Say again?
Where were you during the earthquake?
I was on the way to go in my English class because I'm an English teacher and I got an English school up to La Lue. So I was on the way to get there and I thought it was gunshot because a lot of people, they thought the same way. That's why they're dead, because they thought that it was... 10 minutes. Yeah, I was on the way to go into my English class because I had some students waiting for me. But I was eating in a restaurant right there, around the corner. But I left there after 3 minutes. But this restaurant fell down and everybody was dead there.
Really?
After, I got the picture, but he's not with me right now.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. If I take you there and you got a camera, you could take that picture right now.
Mm-hmm.
They destroyed, they take over the concrete already. They were like the server and... two cooks and two people came to eat. We were like six. I was only me. Only me got chance to stand alive and everybody dead. And after 3 minutes, I left there. 3 minutes, I left there. Because I expect money from my students.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, let me go. I did not even done my food. I left.
Yeah.
I pull out. It's just like a spirit situation, you know what I mean? Because it seems like it's something that is read on the book. You have to pass away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, yeah, I have to done with my story first. And I got to tell you some people's story. And it's pretty funny. When I left the restaurant and I went away, I said, I want to go get that money fast. And when I was on the war and on the way to get in my school, and now it starts shaking. I was on the tap. But it stopped on the word. When I get down, and I was moving like this. But the real situation, some people, they thought it was a gunshot.
Yeah.
It was like cops who shot after robbers.
Mm-hmm.
And now what's happening, they went away inside the houses.
Yeah.
That's what caused more death here. You don't really understand. You don't get me?
No, I understand.
Right. Because there was really some gunshot in Haiti. Like cops shooting after robbers. Like bang, 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 bang. And what happened? They went away because it's not professional things. They know that they could get shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the name of the thing, Haitian, most Haitian call it, most people at Port-au-Prince, they call it Gudu Gudu. That's the name of it. F-Crick in Haiti, they call it Gudu Gudu.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they say Gudu Gudu, that's F-Crick. I got to tell you that one more time. Gudu Gudu Gudu. Gudu Gudu. That's what they call it. Whenever they hear Gudu Gudu, everybody, you know, they try to, you know, find a way to mm-hmm. sit and run away from the houses. Now, if it is a new experience and people did not know about it, and that's what caused a lot of death. But me, I stand on the word like this, and I saw like concrete and houses fell down on the people. Beautiful girls, students, you know, like college people, good-looking girls. I see concrete fell down on them, and they fell on the ground, and they don't know, like, I saw even supplies. I pushed supplies on the street. Like laptop, like money, pocket with money, like jingles, drills. People did not really mind about anything. You saw like cars open with like, you know, luggage. Even robbers did not care about it. Even like people stealing stuff on the street, they run away, they're scared. Because nobody don't touch people's stuff. You know what I mean? Because nobody, what they thought like, you know, the country completely over. Because me, what I thought about at the time, because it been like 15 seconds, like 15 or 20 seconds. When it stopped shaking like that, what I thought, that's what the earthquake, I mean, I will get inside the concrete on the ground. That's what I thought. I thought my feet got to get on the ground because it keeps shaking. You know, just like, you know, I'm jumping. That was really a bad experience. And when you first knew that, man, people did not know what to do. You know what I mean? You don't know what to do now. Even robbers, like people who take stuff from people, they find like chain or laptop and good stuff on the street. They don't care about it. They just run away. even like cops, police officers, like big people, big names, they don't know what to do. They did not know what to do. So it was really, 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 really a crazy, crazy experience that Haitian people never knew. And that's really tough, tough about. Yeah. I mean, they need to learn. They need to learn about it because it's a crazy, crazy experience.
Yeah.
For me, that's something I will never see no more. I would never like to see.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see that no more. That's too crazy. You see, like, young kids, like, you see, like, people came from school, dying on the street, and people don't really care about it. And you saw death. The country was sticking completely. Everywhere that you hang around, you smell like dead people. Sticky. You cannot even breathe. Everywhere, dead people, like, your sister dead and you don't care about it. Nobody don't care about nobody.
Why is that?
Because they don't know what it is. And you see yourself now, and everybody see their own. I see myself. Because you see, it was about yourself now. Because you see your death. You know what I mean? I mean, I saw a lot of people, they got like their family, sisters and brothers, fell down on the earthquake and dying. They don't care. You know why they don't care? After sometimes they care. They don't care. You know the reason they don't care? Because they don't know what it is. They want away from themselves. They don't know where to go for themselves. You know what I mean? They say, oh, forget about it. Forget about it. I'm dying for myself. You know what I mean? They don't care. It was like 22nd experience. I call that Tuesday. Tuesday, 22nd experience from like 4:30, from 4:30 afternoon. Oh, great. That was a dark. The country wasn't dark completely. Oh, I mean, this is above everything here. Above in law, politicians, everything. You cannot even bring up any idea about it till like, how I could see it. Nobody cannot even explain that. It's unbelievable. It's unexperienced things. Like you can say, you cannot say much about it. It's just like something you cannot really talk about much. You're just going to say, God save. Exactly. God save me. It's the second time you could really talk about it. But for this experience here, if it's happened again, and you could say, okay, this is our thing. Now I tell you what I saw. But even me right now, I'm still alive, and I don't know how I get out from that. I don't know how I get out because I was on the word, and it seems like it was gunshot, and usually some, you know, troubles going on the street, and people usually run away. But me, I was lucky because I did not run away. I stayed on the word. If I run away from any place, I will die. You know what I mean? So that was really, really God. I could say God saved my life, just like God saved a lot of people's life. Some people, they left the house around the earthquake. Like it was happening like 15 seconds. Let's say that. And then you were in the house and you saw your baby crying and the house stopped shaking. And now you went away. You went away from yourself. You went away from yourself and you left the house. And after I said, oh, my baby, let me go get my baby. And now you went back to get your baby and you're dead there. What the hell that expense is this, man? How you could explain that? You know what I mean? It is something that is written clear on the book. You have to pass away. For me, it's just like things like that. You have to dead. That was a day in writing. 200 or 300,000 people got to die there. And the list of the names was already written. It's clear, man.
And your name wasn't on it.
Probably. That's what I saved. I left from the restaurant like 2 minutes. 3 minutes from there. Who I am? I left there 3 minutes only. And all the people that I saw before I left, they all dead there. 3 minutes, ma'am. Three minutes. You make me remind that dream now. You know the reason that you know, like you talk to me, you make me remind that. 3 minutes I left there is a restaurant. I gotta take you right there now in a few minutes. I'll make you see that place. And it becomes nothing now. Nothing. So I left there 3 minutes, and I was on the way to get like $50, 50 miserable Haitian dollars that I spent from one of the students because I was broke. And I said, let me go. I come pushing like this. I'm pushing. That was the day that I'm pushing. 3 minutes, I'm pushing myself. I said, I have to go. I did not even done my food. The food was there. I did not even done it. And I left the rest of my bottle coke on the table. How come I do this? How come I did it? It was a spirit situation, man. I left there, and I cannot even explain the reason I left there. I cannot even tell myself how I left. Some people, they don't die, and they cannot even explain why they're not dying. Why they escaped. Because how come a lady, they were living, like some people, they left, they dying cause the family. Like, you married, you are my wife. And that's my wife right there on the house. And the house stopped shaking. It's gonna fell down. And I left and I went away. And I went back to just only get my wife. And the second time, and around a few seconds. And when I went there, and all the house fell completely. It was something spiritual. You have to, yeah, exactly, you have to go. And you have to dead. Seriously, situation. For me, it was like this. You have to go. No matter what, you got to go.
Yeah.
It's just like Michael Jackson. He rich, he has a lot of money, but that was the time he got to go. Mm-hmm. Even you say Michael Jackson paid $100 million to not die, and he said, oh, I paid that. He's millionaire, you know what I mean? But it's a spiritual thing. I'm 36 now. I'm gonna celebrate my birthday August 7th, soon. Buying champagne, drinking, everything. That's gonna be the first time I will celebrate my birthday. Usually I buy beers, I go to the clubs, because for me, it was a spiritual thing. Exactly. How come I surviving? How come I escape? Some people, they just like only they forgot the thing. They just left and they said, okay, I forgot something. And they went back and they dead. Some people, they're not dying because they got an appointment on the ward. It was like, you know, everybody, you got a situation to make you die or another situation not make you die. Mm-hmm. So it was something that writing, you got a camera I could show you. It was something right on the book. It was a list of the names of the people should die at the time. Seriously, man. Yeah. It was a list of the people right on the book, and you got to go. And you got to go. And no matter what, you got to die.
And who wrote that?
Yeah, exactly. Some schools, they open at daytime. Like you got two different schools here. We got school like from 8 in the morning, and at the school begins 8 in the morning and at 1 o'clock. Another school, like nighttime, like from 1 p.m. to 4, 5 p.m. Some students, they dead because they stay only for 30 minutes to write in, like, a simple subject. Mm-hmm. Only simple subject they're just writing. They stay on the school just to make little jokes, and they dead. It was like a funny, unbelievable. And the reason I explain you that today, because this situation here is a spiritual situation. Nobody cannot stop your death when you got to go. And I got to tell you that, ma'am, some people, they make a lot of money in the wrong way in Haiti. Mm-hmm. When you make a lot of money in the wrong way, 100 years ago, your father was bad and criminal, shot people, take money, and robbering to buy some supplies. You pay that later. Some family, nobody scared. Everybody dead there. Nobody, not even zero person. Everybody dead.
And you think that they were paying for the sins?
Exactly. That's what I see it. That's what I see it, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it completely. That's the way I see it. Because nobody's surviving in that house. You realize that? In the house, we got like 50 people in the apartment and everybody dead there, including the dog. So guess what? Is a spiritual situation, you got to go. And the way I see it is this, I mean, whatever that your family, your old family did in the past, somehow you will pay it back.
Yeah.
Even you're innocent, that's your problem. But you will pay it back.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, engineers, big doctor, big people names, big politicians, they get on the knees and crying, oh God, what I did? I lost like 3 family. Oh, my son and my daughter, they passed away. Because they got so much money, but they cannot buy life. You cannot buy life. And nothing was important at the time. Money, jewels, expensive stuff. Nothing was not important. Nothing. Nothing was important. Everybody don't care about nobody. You see, like, people who walk on the street, like they call, like, stinky people, people who got no money, miserable. You saw the rich people and crying after them. Say, please, help me. I give you that back money. Go get my son on the ground. If I'm telling you I lie, you could ask anybody on the, you, you could ask anybody right here, and I'll do the translation. If I lie right now on the microphone, you could ask anybody. SMT, we're going to get a pile of l'argent.
No, understand.
Yeah. And bring the money and say, hey, I got my son. Big name. People like that, they drive nice cars. All the window went up. And they don't even say hi to people. They think like they snap. They above everybody. And now, you know, F. Craig, touch him in on the thing. It's a new expense for Haitians. It's something that they need to learn about. They need to know God exists. It's not all kind of money you could do. Mm-hmm. And whatever you do so far, you will pay it back. Believe me. And if I save, I don't save because I'm good. I save because my past was good. Because my family, they always work with dignity and respect. Mm-hmm. And they don't like to shoot people and put blood out to take money. And a lot of money is going on here. They do that in the wrong way. People don't really work for it.
Yeah.
They're involved in drugs, shooting, criminal stuff. And you shoot people and you take the money. It's right. You need money to live. But one day you will pay back.
Or you or your kids or your great gang.
Exactly. And the real thing here, the people who live in the middle class up there, like doctors, engineers, they live in by the corruption. You care, baby, and you're not even qualified for that situation, or you could do good windfuff, baby. They said no. You need to do surgery. You know the reason why? Because you could pay them like $20,000-$30,000, or they know that they could make like $2,000-$3,000 US with you. So it's not you. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not them too.
Wait, hold on one second. Si vous voulez partir, tu peux partir sans moi et je peux continuer avec l'émission et Kevin et moi pour. On va demander qui côté.
C'est une woman. Fais la fin du situation.
Non, pas toi et moi, mais ça peut aller quand même. Elle va me protéger.
Non.
Vous pensez nous qu'à retourner quand nous ensemble, qu'à demander qui côté ta place pour aller dans le monde, c'est ça? Ou vous pensez nous devrions aller avec elle pour aller dans le monde? Parce que Lika...
That's good.
What were you saying?
Yeah, right. I'll say that. It's a... Yeah, remind me again. Just like...
Written in the book and your ancestors
exactly
did
yeah
fucked up shit
yeah yeah it's true yeah and... This is it. Some people in the middle class, like they call the middle class in Haiti, they provide nice houses, they live in a comfortable, driving a nice cars, but they do money in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So far they're good doctors, but they do that in the wrong way. Like if they see that you got money and you married, you got good family, and you're making good money. Even the baby that your wife pregnant, she's going to bring forth the baby normal bring forth, like normal accouchment. I don't know how to say that well.
Birth.
Yeah, normal birth. What they say, if they see that like, you could make like $2,000-$3,000, they say that no, it won't be normal. Whenever they check you or they injected something on you, they make the baby not become normal. They say like you got to do surgery. And whenever you do surgery, that's going to be like $3,000 US. Mm-hmm. Even you got like insurance, it doesn't matter. You still got to pay the gynecology.
Yeah,
so far, that's a bad money.
Yeah.
And God, see this, says, oh, you do that? Oh, yeah, you try to take the money in the wrong way? All right, I'll make you pay back. And it was those people who was pretty much affected.
But that kind of shit goes down everywhere. Why Haiti?
So again?
That kind of shit happens, like every country, every city, every group of people have people like that. Why did God choose to make a list for Haitians?
Well, it's a spiritual thing, ma'am. That's what I could tell you. It's a spiritual thing. No matter what, that's what I said. That's what I see. According to me, that's what I said.
Yeah, I see.
You know what I mean? Some people, they're scared. Like, because everybody had a situation to live or to death. It was like in the war. Like, you gotta get killed or you gotta get out from the war. You know what I mean? It was a lease chosen somewhere. I don't know where the lease has been chosen, but it has been chosen somewhere. Chosen somewhere from who? From spiritual anywhere. You know what I mean? Because some people, No matter what, you gotta go. You gotta dead. I'm telling you, that's I was living that problems, and I was living around the F Creek, and I surviving on that, and I saw the people who suffering from that, and this is my story. This is my situation. That's what I said.
Do you think maybe the people? Well, another way you could look at this is that if shit is so much worse now in Haiti than before, then maybe the people who got killed were the ones who got out.
Exactly.
Who got to escape.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you could, I've heard other people say in the course of these interviews that those were the chosen ones who got to go and be with God, and the people who are left in Haiti are the people who are still here to suffer. It's sort of like the opposite of what you're saying. But you think the death and the earthquake was the punishment, definitely. Or do you think it could be that those people were the ones who God picked to go be with God?
Well, I don't really see that it's a pain completely from God.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way. It's a natural situation. But it works with some spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Natural, one side, and works with spiritual things. You know what I mean? It's natural. It's clear. But it works with something else. What I'm saying, like, no. A lot of churches fell down too. Mm-hmm. It's not only the school fell down. It's not only movies fell down. A lot of churches fell down. A lot of pastors dead.
Yeah.
A lot of voted people dead. It was everybody was affected. It's not only like one site. It was not one site situation. Every site lost some people from part of it. You know what I mean? It was not completely punished from God. I'm not going to say that. It was a natural situation and works with spiritual situation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pan. Something has to happen to you. And no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I said. Guess what, ma'am? Some people live at Pigeonville, and you wake up in the morning, and they got the business. And they don't go out. They just relax for all day. And they just start the cars. They said, oh, I want to get down. And any cars at the time will get down from to the world, you crashing.
Whoa, Saturnis. Ça c'est ma soeur.
Right, that's good. All right. So you start your cars in from 4:30, and you said, I got to go see my girlfriend. For no reason. Some people, they're dead for no reason. Because they got everything they needed inside the house. And some houses, they not even fell down.
Mm-hmm.
But they die on the road. Because the car's crashing.
Mm-hmm.
You driving, and the car get down on the road. When the F-Creek comes up, it takes over the car. It take it from one side to another side and fell it down. And put it in another side. So you crashing. Your head get break. Or your neck break, something happened to you. But some people, they're dead for no reason. I mean, there's no really reason for that. You know what I mean? So some people, it was like riding completely. You have to dead somehow. And believe me, ma'am, if it was not riding for you, no matter what, you won't dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is my story. It was not riding. Because I did not see how I'm surviving. I was on the road, 3 minutes I left the restaurant. And when I went away from there, I expect only $50 Haitian, miserable. 250 goods. That's not even $5 US.
That's you know, what your life
you know what I mean?
With,
so I saved my life because I love money in the wrong way. You know, I'm just like imagination. Let me go get that.
Yeah.
And I went there. Went away. When I was on the road, and it stopped shaking. And then when I get down the top, I stand there, I had a bag. I saw the death. You know what I said? I said, that's my word. I couldn't even talk. I said, that's the only thing I said in a few seconds where the effort was going on. I did not have a time to say not even a word because nobody couldn't say anything. Only one thing the people only said after like 20, 30 seconds is God save me. Everybody said, God save me. God save me. After 20 seconds, when they realize what's going on. In the beginning, people did not know what it is. Nobody knows. Nobody knew what it was going on. Because everybody thought it was gunshot. like a war, like a machine guns going on and bang, 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 bang. It was like a machine gun. You heard like a big machine gun? Boom, boom, boom. That's all they thought. That was the reason why some people, they were on the world, they were on the street, and they went away inside the houses. And what happened to the houses? All the houses fell down. Some people, they got like nice houses, nice, beautiful life. They got like pool and nice yard. They die because there were a little concrete in the house, just a small concrete, like a simple wall. Guess what? You got a beautiful houses. You know what killing you? A simple wall. You know what it is, a wall? Like a simple cover, a simple fence fell down on you. Some people, after the earthquake, they got cardiac arrest. They lost too much. Some people like three businesses by the same time, four businesses by the same time. Some people lost the generation and generation. They lost everything they had. What the hell is this? Tell me, ma'am. You had like three, four businesses at the same time. Your grandparents and your family and family and family create. And you lost it around the 15 seconds, ma'am. Come on. Who do you become right now? Tell me. Tell me, ma'am. Everything. Tell me. You had like three different kind of business. They were a business right there. They're selling expensive glasses. Guess what? A glasses like that, selling like fried. If I tell a lie, they could tell you.
I don't believe you're lying, dude.
Right. You see, they're selling like frag glasses. You know how much this costs? No. $700.
No fucking shit.
And they got like a 40,000 glasses like that right there. They all lost. Fell down. And guess what? Who you become right now? You lost the credit. You get in trouble. People are looking for you. You got everybody around the world that you owe. What about the assurance? Who you gonna pay? Who's gonna support you? You lost your house. You lost your business. Eh? You lost your business, your house, and you lost everything. Who you become right now? Who you become? Tell me. You become a beggar? You wanna be a beggar? Or rich people become a beggar? You think it's right? You think it's right? You think you're gonna accept that? Tell me.
Well,
you accept that?
Do?
Answer again.
What do they do? Because
they do shit. They're dead. They're dead from the mind. Some people, they lost the mind after the earthquake. They cannot even talk. Some people, they don't know what to do. They lost everything they had. You guess what? Your mom created a restaurant, and you make it better. And your son make it better. Three generations, and you lost it in a few seconds. Beautiful place, expensive place. And you got a lot of clients, like everybody comes to you. And all the clients, they're gone. And you lost the restaurant. You choose to be a beggar? You want to be a beggar? And who you going to become right now? Everybody knew you like a big name, like a big shot, like a big story person, like a big face. And now you got to walk on the street dirty and say, give me a dollar. Guess what? Some people, they're dead because they lost cardiac arrest. If I tell you, down to the main world over there, like Grand Rue, that's what they call it. A man, after 3 days, he was like 60 years old. He get a stick. He walks. And he went to see his hotel. When he came there, he saw everything disappear. He fell down and he dead. Cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, man.
Was he on the list too then?
Or was he's that, not dead.
No, he
was not on the list.
That's just someone who couldn't deal with the reality.
Exactly.
What happened,
exactly, man.
How much he lost.
Exactly. So the name, right now, the name of the situation, they're calling Gudu Gudu. Whenever you say Gudu Gudu, people want to wake up like this. Gudu Gudu is the worst name in Haiti. It's a name criminal. If you want to call somebody Gudu Gudu, that's a criminal in Haiti.
You call people that?
No, if you like, Gudu Gudu? No, Gudu Gudu, that's the worst.
Yeah?
That's a wolf here. Like you said, Gudu Gudu, oh, Gudu Gudu. If you say any kid right now, 13, 12, 10, 9 years old, you said Gudu Gudu. Gudu Gudu, he said, oh, let me go. Because Gudu Gudu is affected people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new name. It's a new situation.
So
new
I can
real.
Be like, he's Gudu Gudu.
Oh, Gudu Gudu.
He Gudu Gudu.
Gudu Gudu.
And that's just like.
Oh, Gudu Gudu. Whenever they say, no, Gudu Gudu is just like the voice. The voice of the earthquake. Gudu 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 Gudu. That's why he's shaking. And they were the voice.
That's like the biggest kush mouth.
Exactly.
Like
and you will never deal with it. you will never deal with it. Even right now, you come back, they're not going to deal with it.
What does not dealing with it mean? Like, does not dealing with it mean always being hurt by the idea of it, or does not dealing with it mean not thinking about it or not processing it?
Well, I'm telling you, ma'am, Haitians don't really talk about that no more. They don't want to talk about that.
They're ready to move on?
No, they don't really talk about it. No, people who lost, they lost. Now they get used with the death. You know, this country is an emotional country. It's not like in America, like you fell down on the street and nobody don't care about you and you got to wait police comes to you. In Haiti, if you fell down on the street and they will take you and drop water on you, make you work and, you know, make you breathe. Whoever, anybody, even you got shot on the street, blood cover all your body, somebody will come and pick you up on the street, even if it's not cop. No matter what could happen to him. You know what I mean? This is the reality of this country. Now, you know what's happened to Haiti right now? Because people get used to death.
So they
don't care about death.
Yeah. Was that the case before? You don't think that was the case before the earthquake at all?
Say again?
You don't think that was the case before the earthquake at all?
That was what?
The case. Like, that before the earthquake, people didn't care about death. But it's all after the earthquake.
No. After the earthquake, people don't really care about death. You know what I mean? People don't really care. Death is nothing. Death is nothing.
Yeah.
You take a only young lady right here, like 15, 16, and you walk with her on the street. Right now, she sees like 20 people fell down and stinky. She don't care. She just walk. Now we become a nation. Portland right now, we become a people, get used to the death. We smell it. We deal with it. Smell of death, that's nothing for us right now. You could ask anybody. Nothing. We walk on the death, man. We see our daughter on the ground. We see people that we used to know on the ground. We see people that we used to eat from there on the ground. Beautiful people. Girls that used to go after her. And you saw her on the ground. Stinky. Lost. Her feet are stinky. And now what you would say, what you exist for? What does it mean for you?
Dude, when you say that, like, nobody cares about death, but obviously, like, for you, you care a lot. And so what my reaction would be maybe to say, well, and you know a lot more than me about Haitians. Evidently,
right,
I'm not
right.
arguing with you. But, like,
I'm sorry, yeah,
go don't say fuck up. But when you see someone's dead, maybe it's not that you can't care, you don't care, but you have to close yourself off in order, because you care so much that if you allow yourself to just keep caring, you can't function. Like, you can't care about everyone who deserves to be cared about, because there's too many of them who are suffering.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's not like you don't care, but you gotta shut that door.
Right.
In order to get where you were gonna go, because if you stopped and you mourned and you cried and you tried to help every single fucking person who needed that help, you would still be working, you know? Do you think that's what it is? Or do you think that it's just like, we don't give a fuck, we don't care?
No, it's not that. Too many. They see too many.
Yeah.
Too many. At that time, it was too many. Too many. It was too many death on the street.
Yeah.
And right now, there was something was going on here. It was a name they calling, put it in first commune.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
I will tell you. Stop it for 1 second. Right. Mm-hmm.
So you were about to say something really important, and then there was a truck going by.
Right.
And then my batteries went dead.
Yeah, what it was, ma'am? What it was, yeah.
That's why I'm asking you.
You have to remind, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, all right. Yeah, at the time, I mean, right now there's a new name, and they call it put it in first commune. You know, this is put it in first commune. That situation has been created around the F Craig. When they said, like, put it in first commune. And I'm gonna say that in Creole for you. Metel na first commune. Metel na first commune. Because the reason that name has been created, and they brought that a new situation and new reality, the reason why, because there were too many important persons there. At that time, it was not poor people and rich, and everybody, you dead. Mm-hmm. So only one thing that they cannot even, like, too many deaths and not too many funerals. You know what I mean? So it was funny. No funeral. Because everybody thought, care about themselves. Even pastors, priests, they saw the death. They don't even got time to go to the church. And different, like Catholic church fell down. Like Protestant churches fell down. Like pastors, dead, priests, dead, and all kind of difference, you know. Big people in the society, they passed away. So now, no funeral. And what you got to do now, and you cannot let everybody dead on the street, you cannot let all the deaf people on the street. Now, they bring a new reality. They say, like, they take them, they take the deaf, and they break the concrete, they break the underground, and they dig in, and they put it inside the deaf. Without no speech, without no Bible, anything. Just like, no matter who you were at the time, even you were a doctor, big name, big person, provide a lot of money. Because you've been too long on the street, and what they cannot do with you? No pastors to explain your ceremony, whatever. Like, no pastors, no priests. So, and you're important. So, only one thing that they could do with you, just like to give you a life support or to give you a life respect at the time, is only take you on the ground on the way and dig in and put you on the ground. And that the name of the word in Haiti called it, put it in the first communion. So that's all they did around the time. They just like took the deaf people, on the street, like especially important people. Not everybody. Not everybody, you know what I mean? Not everybody had that chance. People who had that chance is people that who got like great family. And they see like, you've been too long on the street. They said, okay, we got to do something with them. We take them and we dig in and we put them on the first commune. So that was happened. And right now, that's the reason why people don't really care about death no more over here. Because this thing's different now. They even ask themselves right now, why we have to celebrate a ceremony for a deaf person? Because money was nothing at the time. Even it will cost the person $100,000 US to do your funeral. Your family will pay that. But no priests, no pastors. Who's going to celebrate your funeral? So only one thing that they could do with you is just like take you on the way or take you on the street. Cause so far that you got good family. Only good family they do that. Not poor family. Only like good family, like family provide money. They don't pay that. They don't pay nothing for that. They just go to the cemetery, they dig in and they put you. But nothing. And what I remember, ma'am, after 10 days around the earthquake, I went around the cemetery. I saw death over like 50,000 deaths all around the street by the cemetery. Different kind of person. Young kids, little kids, big men, big names, politicians, doctors, engineers, accounting, big students, big college people, big important people, big names, like people that you could say, this person is a big family. It was untouchable. And whoever at the time was untouchable, earthquake shows you that you're touchable. And what I could say right now, everybody on the world is touchable. For me.
How does that change how you live to know that you're touchable?
Say again, ma'am?
How does that change how you live to know that you're touchable? Or how do you think that should change how people live to know that, you know, they can be... Yeah.
They become touchable right now?
Yeah. Or that because they always were, but they just didn't know it.
Yeah. No, they... You see, some family, they got money. They got big business. They got knowledge. What could touch them? They got guns.
An earthquake could make their whole fucking house fall down on their head.
Exactly. So that's mean, you see, when you got like big society behind you, and even some people, they got like big names, but they're still involved in the gang. They got like even gangsters on the street. Even like kids shooting people on the street, they deal with them. So they call those people over here untouchable. And I got to tell you a big name. His name is Bosan family. Bosan has his brother dead around the F Craig. And I could say this man is untouchable. He works in one place. And we got like, he got like over like 20,000 people work for him.
Yeah.
His name is his Bosan family.
Is he a gangster?
No, he's not a gangster. He's a big millionaire in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Good people. Good person.
Why is he untouchable? He could still die in an earthquake.
No, his brother died in an earthquake.
Yeah.
Because nobody won't take that risk. If you got a lot of money in Haiti, you got a big relationship, nobody won't take any chance to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that all the police officers are going to go look after you. And I tell you, ma'am, come on. You are a big journalist. You are a white lady. Come on.
I'm a white lady. I'm not.
No matter what. But you came from a big country, America. If somebody touch you, you will deal with big people.
Probably.
Americans gonna go look for you. And that's gonna be a big trouble. You're not really untouchable, but somehow it's not easy to touch you.
Well, what's up is, like, touch it, even somebody could go fuck.
No, when I'm saying untouchable,
they would suffer.
Eh?
They would suffer.
Exactly. So that's why I become untouchable. That, why people pay a lot of people, why a big man, why you got money and you pay people to provide you security? To keep bad people away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Why you go to the bad neighborhood and you give money to the gangsters? Because you want them to become yours.
Mm-hmm.
Even they do bad stuff, but you said, I don't care. I'll pay the people to provide me security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened in Haiti. Yeah. People, they got a lot of money. And what they do, they know like some gangsters going on in that neighborhood. They go there undercover. Nobody don't know. And they go there. They have a meeting with the gangsters. They said, I belong to you. Don't touch me. I paid you every month to respect me. And this is why the person become untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
I recently was untouchable.
How so?
Because he was dealing with everybody. Bourgeois, poor people, rich. And when you're dealing with the poor people, rich people, middle class, kids on the street, who could touch you? And you got money and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, F. Craig, break that gate. It showed them a new reality. People was untouchable become touchable easily in a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot even pay for that. Even you got $1 million, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Because you don't deal with no human being. You just within the natural that you don't know. You know, this is the thing.
Yeah.
So this is life. You know what I mean? It's a new reality for Haitian people, for poor and rich and middle class. And all kind of race. It's a new thing, new reality. And people need to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't see it that way that people has to say, oh, I got to take God for my power. I don't see it that way. If you're not ready for God, you cannot take God. You know what I mean? I'm not going to take God because F Craig comes up and I'm not dying on F Craig. I got to go in the church and say, oh, I want God. No, I won't say that. If I'm not ready for God, I don't do that. I do that whenever I get ready, you know what I mean? So this is it. For me, I'm Claudio Duffy. It's also a natural situation, but dealing with a spirit situation. So it's mixed it up. So people need to learn about it.
All right, man. Yeah, right. That was awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. No problem. But you give me a lot of reminding, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just like shake my brain, you know.
I hope that wasn't hard.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind.
No, well, right now I'm just relaxed. But I mean, since you're talking to me, I'm start, you know, remember how the day was. Like, how thing was for me. You know, where I sleep.
Yeah.
You know, around 10, like 20 days, I sleep on the ground, you know.
Yeah.
And you did not even care about your body, your luxury stuff, mm-hmm. You know.
You were just like trying to stay alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even doctors and engineers and big people, they sleep the same way like begging people. Like, how do you say, like troublemakers. So everybody become the same.
Yeah,
F-Crick make everybody become the same.
Yeah.
But for around that time, it was like too much situation.
Can I get your name and
yeah,
stuff?
I'll give it up. I'll give it to you. Oh, he wants to talk about, you know, how the Haitian president, you know, take care of him in a bad way. Like,
yeah, I don't want to hear about that. I know a little bit about that. On connaît.
You want to hear about that too?
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
Si vous voulez pas nous parler, ma traduis vous. Allez, man. Yeah, you could put that on okay. The thing. All I know is all I know about Haitian government right now is they're leaving. You know, I mean, Préval was get elected for 5 years, and he's almost leave. Now, you know, all the government is almost leave, especially those corrupt government. They want money. You know, whatever they receive right now, they try to keep them for themselves. I mean, to keep them, because they're leaving. That's what I know. And now, the best thing that, you know, the NGOs, especially the people who give money to Haitian, or give money to the Haitian government, they would not better not giving money. Especially right now, I'm the voice of the Haitian. Don't give no money to the Haitian president. And I'm telling you that clearly. Ça nous dit, pas bailler l'argent avec le gouvernement haïtien. Ça nous dit, don't give money to the Haitian government. You know what I mean? They're leaving. All they want money. And they want money to go. And now whatever they receive, they will keep it to make more politics. Because if you're leaving, you will need to have money. And now if you want to get reelected again, you need money, I mean like to do like the process. Now what they do, they just try to keep money. Any kind of help that they receive, they keep it. And I'm telling you, surely, I'm the voice of the Haitian population. Whatever they said, most of the things they say, do not give money to the Haitian government.
I believe it.
They don't believe. Haitian people don't believe in the Haitian government. They all corrupt. If you walk on the street from one person until the last person, he will tell you the same thing.
I know. I've been talking to a lot of people.
Don't give money to Préval. Because he's a poor man and he's a robber. Mm-hmm. All they do is keep the money for themselves. That's what we know.
Yeah.
It's a true thing.
He drinks so much.
Yeah, he's an alcoholic.
He's an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Yeah. So before that, the Haitian people knew that. I mean, everybody knows that he drinks a lot. It's not a big deal. But only one thing, the man is a, how could say that? Is a type of person that he deal in private thing. Like, he shows you that he's doing something, he's not really deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's a liar.
Yeah.
So, I'm the voice of the Haitian people. Don't give money to the Haitian government.
Right, cool.
And if you talk to me right now, and after talk to me, and you meet like 100,000 Haitians around the day, they will tell you the same thing.
They do.
Do not give not even a dollar to the Haitian government.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're robbers. They keep money for themselves. You give them money to do things, they won't do it. They're stealing. After 6 months, the people sleep in the camp here, on the tent. And for the rain season, they sleep inside the tent. And the tents are wet.
Yeah, they're nasty.
And they become cold. Not that. You got a short brief. You know what I mean? You're a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? You sleep in the tent, and the tent become cold. And you cannot breathe. You become sick.
Mm-hmm.
You have a short breath now. Mm-hmm. Who responsible about that? Because they don't take you out from the tent.
Yeah.
You could survive in the tent for like 1 or 2 months. Not a 6 months.
You guys been here for so long. Yeah, more than 6 months now.
That's what I'm saying. So that's a tough life for them.
Yeah.
And then some of them got babies. And the babies sleep in the tent.
Yeah.
And guess what? The baby gets sick. Because they got a hard time to breathe. So that's the word for today. That's the word for the Haitian people. I'm the voice of the Haitian society. For all the Haitian, do not give money to the Haitian government. You could tell Obama that.
I'm going to go tell him that right now.
Tell him everything. Do not give. Even this man show, act like he's innocent. He's not.
Yeah.
He's a corrupt person. do not give them not even a dollar. All right? Because it's dreaming only politics, but not economic, make Haiti better. Yeah. Have a nice day, man.
Comment dites-moi faire ça, vous?
Vous voulez ajouter quelque chose?
He speaks English, I guess. He speaks English. Hmm? You speak English, right?
Vous parlez anglais?
You want to talk about the government?
No, no. You can speak English as well as me. But better than me, no way.
Mais tu es quoi parler
avec? C'est pas ça
nah, qu'il a dit. Non, non. I'm talking to you. You can speak English as well as me. But better than me, no way. As far as English is concerned, nobody can overcome, you know?
All right, so what happened right now? What you want to do? If you want to talk about the Haitian government, whatever, just like that's what she wants right now. What do you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about her. I like her eyes.
Please don't talk about
that's
that.
That's private thing.
S'il vous plaît, ne parle pas de ça.
Listen. I would like to take a little bit of the word to know why she's so nice, so cute, so beautiful.
He's running
straight. Okay, nous sommes finis maintenant.
Okay.